Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After a belly full of Tudor Room turkey on Thursday, the Indiana Hoosiers got back to practice that evening at Jerry Yeagley Field as they warmed up for the New Hampshire Wildcats on Saturday night in NCAA Sweet 16 action. The Hoosiers defeated New Hampshire 2-1, and senior Grant Lillard told us how they kept their focus leading into the weekend.
How do you get the younger guys prepared for this part of the season?
Reminding them of the little details, making sure everyone's focused for the training sessions. You're still going out and playing soccer, but it's an elimination game. So you just have to make sure that the focus is there and that you can't take anything for granted. It's just one game and you're out. So really just making sure that the guys aren't really thinking about like the next game, looking too far ahead of the bracket. Just make sure you're taking care of business every single day to get ready for the game coming up.
As the number 2 overall seed in the NCAA tournament, Indiana will play their quarterfinal against Michigan State coming up Friday night at 7 p.m. How big a deal is that?
It's definitely an advantage being home just because you know what conditions you're going to have. You have a pregame ritual that you go through. You get to go to the locker room and do whatever, like I shower, I stretch, I roll out, and then it's like the same place I've done all season long instead of traveling and going to a hotel and then going to a different locker room and having like a new atmosphere. So it's nice to have the familiarity of what your pregame routine is, and then also being able to play in our field in front of our home crowd, and then just with all the history and everything that goes on, all the success that we've had at this field. So it just gives you that much more confidence, that much more familiarity with the situation.
The Hoosiers make their 25th appearance in the quarterfinals in program history, but their first at home since 2004, Friday night, 7 p.m. against Michigan State. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Archie Miller's Hoosiers had 2 victories over the holiday period, defeating Arkansas State 87-70 on Wednesday night. Friday night, they came back with 87 more points against Eastern Michigan. The 87 points on Wednesday featured a chilly 3-point shooting night. That wasn't the case on Friday. Also, another positive, the bench play.
You know, for the first time all season, we just dove into the bench regardless of what we were thinking prior to going in. And it was a good step in the right direction for our team because sometimes it's not an individual certain night. He doesn't have it going. And you have to be willing to trust the guys that are in there every day. Zach in particular, what a great teammate, probably should be in there a lot more right now. And us learning our team and how we're doing things, I think today showed what he can bring to the table, which was an awesome attitude, unbelievable work ethic, and he did what he did in practice, he did in the game. He impacted our team in a positive way. Freddie really rebounded the ball for us tonight. I had to play extended minutes, which was good to see, but you know, he continues to really go after balls, which is, you know, his best attribute, but he did a really nice job. And I thought other guys stepped up and played as well. Justin made some good plays. I thought Al continues to be stellar, just in terms of us trusting him with his IQ and how he plays. I'm not sure he's, you know, honestly, I'm not sure he's had a turnover in almost 4 games or whatever it may be. And he's doing a good job. But we're going to get contributions, I think, all the way down the line. And it's going to be one of those teams, I think, on a given night, different guys are going to have to be ready to step up.
And one of those guys making his first appearance in some time in the Candy Stripes, Colin Hartman. He entered the game to a rousing ovation, a standing ovation, and repaid the fans' patience by knocking down his first shot, a 3-pointer as well. Hartman did get into some foul trouble, only played 6 minutes, and will give the Hoosiers more depth in the front court and on that bench, and he'll be needed, just like the rest of them, 9:30 against Duke, the number 1 team in the country, Wednesday night, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.